Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Love is Blind Season 5 recap of Episode 5. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Gold cups up?
Hold on. I got to put a towel around my gold cup. So,
let's go. What is going on over there?
I was about to, when we were getting ready to get started, I had a coffee mug. And so I was going to fill coffee in my cup. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. It's Love is Blind. We got to bring out the gold cups. So I put hot coffee into this gold cup, which was not a good idea. So,
word to the wise.
Yes. Lesson learned. See, this is what happens when I don't have my coffee. I do stupid shit like this.
You know, okay, so here's the crazy thing about it, because I thought about doing that before too, but I'm like, you know, there's a difference when you have a Yeti cup. And with a Yeti cup, whether it's hot or it's cold, when you grab the outside, it's the same temperature at all times. I noticed when I put something cold in this the first time, I'm like, ooh, this is chilly. And yeah. I thought about putting coffee and I went, probably not a good idea.
Well, you were right. So, but the show must go on. So here we are. Gold cup with a towel.
Well, at least it's not with the mitt you had in the pre-show.
Yeah. It's not the oven mitt. It's a towel.
That means it must be cooling down a little bit.
Yeah. It's getting a little bit better. It's getting a little bit better.
Well, things in episode 5 still heating up, because where we left off last week was Uche going to propose to Aaliyah, and she was nowhere to be found. Come to find out, she decided to skip the rest of the experiment, right? So here we are now. Uche's back in the men's living quarters talking to the guys and reveals to Izzy and JP that he dated Lydia before the experiment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's rightfully so taken aback by the fact that she wasn't there. I was thinking maybe she left him a note in the journal since she gave him the journal back.
Yeah,
so I was like, maybe there's a note in there, but guess not. Mm-hmm. So he's telling the guys this, and good old Milton just like, yeah, we talked about it. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah,
it didn't faze him a bit. And so I was thinking like, well, why was it so easy for Milton and Uche to just deal with it and squash it than it was for Aaliyah?
Okay, let's be fair here. Why was it okay for Uche? Because he's the guy in the midst that's been lying the whole time. He's the guy holding everybody else to a higher standard. That's what he did to Aaliyah when she told him in the beginning when he asked the question. She answered his question. And what did he do? He tried to interrogate her and chastise her and put her in the corner and put her in time out for something that happened that wasn't even with him.
True. He is an ass. I have said that. I think he's an ass. But still, I think Uche and Milton, you know, handled it well. So at least he gets the producers to get Aaliyah on the phone.
Yeah.
At least she could do it.
And the funny thing about it is, did you notice that Izzy was like, oh, it was shitty for her not to give you any closure? I'm like, of course you would think that, Izzy. Of course you would. So, like you said, though, Uche gets lucky and the producers go, we've got another moment here. And Marco is the savior of the day. Let's get her on the phone. Hey, Aaliyah, answer the damn phone.
do you want your check or not? Do you want your check or not? Get on this phone.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, there's no way she answers the phone. Then I'm like, wait a minute. They're not calling her for no reason. I'm like, answer the phone. Aaliyah, we've called you 5 times. Answer the damn phone. So she gets on the phone, and her and Uche have this combo, and she's telling him about the conversation she had with Lydia that kind of drove her off the edge.
Okay, but all she said was, hey, Lydia, if Uche doesn't propose, maybe you can have him, you know, get him back if you want him. And she was, you know, Lydia apparently was like, no, I don't want him. But just the way Aaliyah handled that, to me, was a little immature. Mm-hmm. Right? I think her whole thing is just a lack of maturity, the way she handled that. It's not a conventional situation.
Right.
But you're not in a conventional process.
And even the comment, and I get why she was being petty when she said it, and that's all it was. She was being petty. And it's because Lydia, go ahead, wrap your towel around. Go ahead. Everybody watch Tara lift this hot coffee. Sorry, I just had to. But let's be fair. When what Lydia kept doing and giving her way too much information, it may have been excitement on Lydia's part, but it was way too much. You shouldn't have given Aaliyah all that information. So I get why Aaliyah was like, well, she's probably not over him either. So if he doesn't propose, then you can just have him. Hold up. This is not what this is supposed to be. What are you doing? That was immature on her part. And the argument that ensued that we never got to see, and hopefully we'll see it at the reunion, if we don't see it somewhere down the line in these next couple episodes, we'll find out what really happened. But yeah, this was a pretty immature thing to do. I got to agree with you on that.
It is. I think the way she handled it was bad. And Uche's right. You know, the whole purpose of this is we got to deal through tough times together. You had one day to be.
He's not right.
With her. No, you had one. This is an opportunity to say, hey, our relationship or bond can get through this. And she just chose to dip without talking to him, without trying to give at least give him any closure. I do understand why he felt that way.
Okay, but the selfish bastard that he is, he starts scolding her. You couldn't wait one day? Like, yo, who the f*** you think you're talking to? That's when she needed a little more Lydia in her, so she could be like, who you think you're talking to? Like, you're not the one in here with her. You knew I was here with her the whole time. You put me in this situation because you could have told me this when we were talking about honesty.
So I agree with you. The way he talks to her is disrespectful. But you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of the way Dean Big Brother Almighty talked to Tisha Campbell's character in School Days after she slept with Half Pint. What are you doing? I didn't tell you to do that. Why would you do that to us? Why? That's what it reminded me of. But he talks to her in a very condescending, disrespectful way, like she's a child when he's angry. Now, I get it. He's upset. Mm. And there's some truth to what he is saying, that why didn't you do this? But also, he played a huge role in this whole thing. And I get why he and Lydia couldn't say anything in the beginning. Because if they did, they probably wouldn't have made the show. Right. They'd have kicked them off. Mm-hmm. Right? So I get it. But also, they didn't know each other were going to be on the show. Apparently.
He is, you know, you talk about those red flags. When you think of college football, when they score a touchdown, they run through that flag. He is that flag, that big ass red flag. That's what he is. Because how do you scold her like this, talk to her so condescending, and then try to throw a jab and talk about, I knew this was going to happen. I got too close to the wrong person. Really?
All in his feels.
Tired of these sensitive men on these damn shows, man.
Hey. It's okay. Being his feelings. But the way he was arguing and handling it, part of me is like, are you acting right now? This just seems weird.
Right.
Yeah, right. I feel like this is like you're acting. This is not your real emotion.
I need you, Uche, to give me angry and scorned and bitter.
All right. In 3, 2, 1.
I knew I would get too close to the wrong person. Why? Why? Well, we get to our last meetup, man. Lydia and Milton. And Lydia says men have always been interested in her before they get to meet each other. They've always been interested in her because of her looks. And this is the first time it hasn't been about looks.
Mm. And you've been all about her looks from day one.
But she's an attractive woman. She's definitely better looking than Estefania, who didn't even make the rest of the show.
No, she's not.
I mean, she's not a, she's, again, Aaliyah's probably the most attractive woman on the show, and you got to give her credit for her beauty. Not her attitude of leaving a little too early, but hey, I understand why. But yes, yeah. Lydia, at the same time, though, what I like is that she says she loves Milton for who he is, but asked, and she's asking herself this, and this is not a bad question to ask, even though somehow, because you just seem to hate Lydia, I think you're going to think it is, will it change once she sees Milton?
Well, I'm sure she's trying to figure out what Milton looks like. Mm-hmm. You know, 24-year-old, you know, equally nerdy as her. Her mind could be going a lot of different places.
She's like, I hope he doesn't look like.
And then also, he told her about, you know, the scoliosis scare and all this. So she doesn't know what she's getting. Is it going to be her dark prince? Is it going to be the Hunchback of Notre Dame? She doesn't know what she's going to get. So she's just like, well, let me take a chance. And we see Milton. Milton cleans up really well, man.
I like Yo, he got his hair cut.
Yeah, like his suit cleans up really well. I say, you go ahead on, Milton.
What'd you think about it when they met? Because they walk out and they meet each other. And you remember we talked about how tall is he compared to her? We find out he's 6'7". I think you're the one who found that out first. And you see how... the height difference between the two of them.
It's going to be a huge difference. I mean, he's going to have a stiff neck, you know, trying to go down and kiss, but, you know, they can easily work through that. They seem to have good chemistry. He didn't seem awkward or weird
right.
Around her. And even though he thinks she is gorgeous, the way he carries himself is like, yeah, I pull women like this all the time. It's not that big a deal.
Right.
He's just really cool about it. Mm-hmm. And so I like that about Milton. And then, you know, I'm curious to see how long he can tolerate Lydia's personality. But for the moment, I think that they're good.
That's because you cannot stand her. And the funny thing is, because I think they're so playful with each other because, you know, and they're playful with each other as they're going. They're still lovey-dovey kissing each other to the point that he's even like, I shouldn't stand up. Every man knows what that means.
They are playful. But I also think when Lydia cracks these jokes like, I'm brilliant, I'm smart, I'm gorgeous, she's not joking. She's not playing. She really thinks that about herself. So.
Sounds like somebody else I know.
Who's that? Season 4? I'm talking about someone from season 4?
No, I'm talking about you.
No. No, I don't have that level of cockiness that Lydia has. I don't do that.
Yeah, you just don't like Lydia. That's all the problem is. You don't like her at all. It's certain things about her that you can't stand. And thankfully, Milton isn't the same person that you are. He's seasoned her a lot of things.
That's great for him, but I see some things too. And her blaming everything on her being Puerto Rican and loud and a bit much. I'm like, yeah, you're a bit much. And it's okay to dial that down a little bit if you know that that's annoying people around you.
Well, here's the great part. The couples, we only have three now, heading to Cancun, 4 weeks from the weddings. And first couple up that we really get to see, Taylor and JP. And JP's so nervous. It's almost scary.
It is. And I made a note, like, is it the producers? Is it editing? Are they making it seem like he doesn't speak at all? Because right. I'm sure they have to have some conversations, but he just seems so boring. And a lot of the camera time he got, I'm like, you didn't add any value to this. Could have right. just been Taylor. That's it.
It could have been. One of the things that's interesting is Taylor admitting that she thought maybe him being quiet like that was because he didn't like her. And that she cried a couple times overthinking it. And he's just kind of like, yeah, well, it's weird the way he is, right?
Yeah. No, oh, really? No, that's not it. it's just quiet.
He has nothing to add to the conversation. Like, what's going on here?
No, not at all. But I could see how his awkwardness, I could see how that could make Taylor feel insecure. Yeah, he kisses her anytime she wants to kiss him, but he's not really engaging with her. So right. it makes her think, are you disappointed? Because they obviously did more talking in the pods because you had to. And even though she might have been the one to pull the conversation out, but for him to be publicly just boring, flat, dull, what is she to expect?
Remember when they first met, she said, and there was a lot of awkward silence when they first met. And I can understand it. It's the first meeting. This is what it is, right? But even she said then, there were quiet moments in the pods, but you know what? Figured it's the pods. I was able to pull the conversation out, so be it. It's going to be different when we see each other in person. No, it's way worse. I mean, even the morning after, the first day, and which, of course, the first day, of course, JP has red, white, and blue swim trunks. Like, he has nothing but red, white, and blue. There's an American flag mm-hmm. on everything he has, right? I'm mm-hmm. sure his toothbrush is probably red, white, and blue. the next morning,
America
is struggling to even be in the conversation. And I think now is when you get to see Taylor feeling the weight of having to do everything. And now she's even questioning if she made the wrong decision.
So this is why I put coffee in my gold cup. So he got up out of bed she wanted some coffee. And I noticed that he brought the coffee or tea, whatever it was, in the gold cups. And right. I was thinking to myself, wow, they can't even just use the hotel mugs. They got to use a gold cup. That's why I put coffee into my gold cup thinking, no big deal. They did it.
But and she did say, she said, this is hot.
Yes. So I just thought, okay, maybe it's not that bad. But
he's a firefighter. He's accustomed to heat. That's why he can hold it with his hand like this. And while she's like you over there.
Well, it's finally at a point where I can actually hold it. But yes, he's not adding anything to the conversation. What else is Taylor supposed to be thinking, mm-hmm. about how he's feeling? And he can't even communicate why he's not communicating.
Right.
She's bringing it up like, hey, it was awkward, but I think we can try to get through it. I just need you to talk some more or whatever. And he's just terrible at it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's him.
And then a peck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, it's funny you said that because I thought it was weird. Even when they were in the pool the day before, the hot tub and everything for them was a peck, 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 peck. Like she wants a kiss and he's giving a peck.
Mwah, yeah. Mwah.
He's a
Woody Woodpecker.
And she's like, kiss me. What the hell are you doing?
He's just weird. I feel bad for Taylor because I would lose my mind. I'd be going nuts if I was like that. Now, if Taylor, because I agree with you, Taylor, he was quiet in the pods. Mm-hmm. Don't think it'd be better outside the pod.
So I think we're forgetting, right? And we're old enough to remember these days of when you used to be on the phone for hours, right?
Yeah.
And there would be quiet moments on the phone. So let's not act like they're not lulls in the conversation at some point. But this is definitely a problem now for them, especially in person, because if you can't, I don't care how attracted you are to somebody. If you can't have a conversation with them, that's not a relationship that's going to last. Because at some point, that attraction is going to go. You got to have some conversation.
Exactly. And if the conversation is bad through the wall, then odds are it's not going to work out. Just like when we were on the phone with people, if the conversation was weak, we're like, well, all right, then. Yep. I got to go.
I'm coming.
Oh, my mom needs to use the phone because back then, you had one phone for the house.
Yep.
My mom needs to use the phone. I got to go.
Remember, that's why they couldn't see you. So you could easily just, huh? Yeah, I got to go. I got to go.
You ever do the thing where you make the clicking sound like you have another call coming in?
Oh, you had all the tricks.
Yeah.
Our next couple, Stacy and Izzy. And Stacy is all in. She's getting the feels. She says she's getting the butterflies. And them together seems like a good match, even when they're doing the bubble bath and swimwear.
They do. They seem like they are hitting it off well. It's almost like this is their honeymoon. They really seem everything is going great. One thing I've learned watching these reality shows, be careful when things seem great. So I'm trying to keep my radar up and not be like, this is the Tiffany and Brett of season 5. But they seem like they get along really well. Stacy without makeup is a little bit different. Stacy without makeup is a little bit different. I'm just like, back it's up. A night and day person. And then apparently, how would you feel if you're on this trip with this girl and she boo-boos in a toilet and clogs it up?
Yo. That was wild. I'm like, so my question is, like, how much damn toilet paper did she use to clog it up? Or was it even the toilet paper that clogged up the toilet? And if not, then what the hell is she eating?
She's eating good, apparently. Because look, you clog up a toilet. If you clog a toilet, now I'm hoping it was toilet paper after number one. But if it's based on a number two and you can't flush it, that's gonna linger into that little.
That's the other space. Thing I was having, the smell.
Like, yeah, that's what I was worried about. I'm like, what did she do in the toilet?
Peeling off the walls.
My eyes are burning.
And okay, so here's the thing, and you got to think about this. This is their first night together,
right?
This has got to be a weird thing. When you go on vacation with somebody for the first time and you got to go, what do you do? Because for Stacy, it was like, well, I'm going to let it go because if he wants this ass, he's going to have to smell this ass.
I mean, you figure you're engaged. Mm-hmm. You've talked about all the real heavy stuff. At some point, you got to like get past this thing because that's going to happen. Right? At some point, you got to get past that. Everybody poops. I get it. But that was just awkward. But again, I'm thinking it was just mainly clogged with toilet paper, not a number two, because I think the smell, like, that would have turned me off first night being with you.
Hey, front desk, yes. Can we get some Febreze, please? And some candles?
No, and a plunger. And plunger. Candles. Make it 2 plungers. I need a backup for after I eat later.
Oh my God. Interesting question was when they asked each other, who are they nervous to see when the, because all the couples are going to meet up. I never know which couples made it and whatnot because they haven't seen anybody else yet. Who are you nervous to see? And Stacy is nervous about Izzy seeing Lydia.
Yeah, and Izzy apparently is the same. And Stacy's like, well, don't talk to her in Spanish. So I want to be able to hear it.
I need to be able to know what y'all are talking about.
Yeah. Don't talk to her in Spanish. I need to hear what y'all are talking about. But I don't understand what he's nervous about. And again, I think I took the pot situation. Hey, it didn't work out. Had a stronger connection. You move on. It's not like y'all dated it or anything. Just move on. So I don't see why it's a big deal, but I'm curious to see what the interaction is going to be like.
That's because I've already said this before. He is going to be Bartice. He's going to see him and be like, damn it, Raven. Why don't you tell me you look like this? And I feel like that's what happened here. I've said that before. The minute he broke up with her and then he was sitting down with Stacy, I'm like, yeah. When he sees Stacy, he's going to be happy. But when he sees Lydia, he's going to be like, God damn it. Until Lydia reminds him. So we'll see how that goes. Speaking of Lydia, her and Milton. Milton is threatening to grow out his facial hair, which of course Lydia does not approve because he's like, oh no, I'm just going to grow it all out. You know, this mustache gets thicker. No. And this is, the reason I laugh at this, it reminds me of when I did these things. He's like, oh yeah, I do different things with my face. I used to do that with my hair and facial hair all the time too. Cause of course my beard never connected to the pandemic cause it just took forever. And in the pandemic we had nothing but time. And it reminds me of the time when I was first dating my wife and I do what I normally do. And I cut off all my facial hair. She's like, whoa, what did you do? I'm like, what? She's like, what's your face? And I'm like, I do that all the time. She's like, yeah, don't do that again.
It's my face, my choice.
And that's exactly why I brought this up. Because in this case, right? When you're talking about a relationship with somebody you're going to marry, do you take their feelings into consideration with your appearance. I get that my face, my body, you know, my hair, my body. Don't tell me what to do with my body. I get that. But do you take into consideration how the other person feels?
No. I don't think you should. Well, and here's why. It's a slippery slope. I don't think you should. You got to love your person regardless of what they look like, because it's all about personality, not the looks. According to Love is Blind. So you love them for who they are. But no, you shouldn't take their feelings into consideration, because flip it around. How bad would the guy look if he says, you know, I don't like that short hair that you have. I need you to grow it out longer. But I can't. Well, I'm going to put on wigs. I don't like wigs. I need you to grow it out longer. I don't like the short hair. I don't like how it looks. I don't like your nails being painted the way they look. I want to be like this. That starts to sound like somebody controlling, and then somebody that's going to put somebody down. And a guy will look like it's a negative light when a guy does it. But when a girl does it, it's okay for her to dictate how I should dress, how I should look, how I should maintain my facial hair. No.
What happens when your fiance or your wife comes home with braids?
It's not going to happen.
What's going to happen when she comes home and says, you know what? How you like my fade?
I'm going to be like, wow, that looks really, really nice. It looks really nice. Can you pass me my suitcase right there for me? Thank you. Yeah, that looks really good. It's nice. I like how they did that edge up. Can you get that medicine bag that's on the counter? Thank you. Yeah, I think you look really great. Well, I'm out.
Call me in
6 months when that grows back. But
I just want you to realize that you just did the exact same thing that you said a guy shouldn't do, which is grow your hair back out. Because you say, call me 6 months when it grows back. No, it's the same thing.
I didn't say you need to grow it out. I just said, I'm leaving. We're breaking up. If you want to talk to me again, call me when that hair grows back. That's all I'm saying.
But this is why you have conversations. Because, I just brought up two things that you do not like, right? Braids and a haircut short like yours, okay? Or shorter. Right. So therefore, the conversation has to be had. Like, yo, what if I decide to do... Because, again, if she just shows up, comes home one day, bald-headed, are you going to be okay? No, you're not. So that's why the conversation
is... No, I'm just going to leave. I'm not going to, like...
So should she not take your feelings into consideration?
No, she should take the consequences into consideration, but not my feelings. If you choose to do that, the consequence is going to be, I'm going to leave.
Okay, Uche. Jesus Christ, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Oh, my God. Well, let's get back to where this conversation started, which was Lydia and Milton, right? And it's interesting because Milton, remember when Lydia said that she wasn't going to make age an issue? Well, she's still thinking about his age. But I'm going to give her credit. She doesn't bring it up to him. But she's still thinking about, he looks 24. He looks young. But she's like, so it's still there. And you know it's going to be there. That's why you're like, okay. But at least she's not making it a problem, an issue in the initial days, right?
I'd agree. She's not. I mean, it's something that's always going to be in your head. So I totally get it. And I'm glad she's not bringing it up to him because he doesn't want to hear it. But. And I have to say, Milton is just a lot more mature and cool than I thought he could be. And so I think that helps.
Yeah.
Kind of put her at ease when it comes to the age conversation. And I like that conversation they're having about, she's something about bad sex. He's like, well, no, I've never had bad sex. And I was going to ask, is it possible for guys to have bad sex?
Yes, of course it is. It's possible.
Bad?
Yeah.
How is
it not bad? If you have a starfish, is that good sex? No, it's bad sex.
It depends. Are you full after? Think of it like food. I could have a gas station burrito, or I could have a steak from Ruth Chris. If I'm full afterwards, obviously the steak from Ruth Chris is better, but I'm still full having the burrito from a gas station.
So yeah, but it's not, doesn't mean it was as good.
It's not as good as Ruth Chris, but it's still good.
No, cool. It's not. It was just it was filling.
It did the job. I finished.
That doesn't make it good. It was still bad. Plate.
I ate everything. I finished. When,
are you going to be Izzy or Stacy in the bathroom after? That may determine whether it was good or bad. It's the same thing. Look, who was that? What was that? It was San Diego. Married at First Sight San Diego, right? With the couple, and they had the sex swing and all that. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Remember their shower scene?
Stacia.
It's Stacia. And
Nate.
I will say Nate. That Milton and Lydia had a better shower scene. There you go. Way to go.
Well, hey, a lot less close-up camera footage, too.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot less. Yeah, they shot softcore porn on Married at First Sight San Diego.
But look, for the nerdiest couple on the show, probably ever, they got the steamiest, and they weren't in the bubble bath with swimwear on. They were butt-ass naked in the shower, getting and literally butt-ass naked as they showed us ass cheeks. But looks like they go ahead and they consummate the marriage, their relationship too. So,
yeah, they did. Nerds lead in love too. Goodness. Yeah.
And they're not as straightforward as everybody thinks. Like, oh, it's got to be this. It's got to be this. See, they got a little freak on. And here's the other thing I like about it. The next day, the conversation very free flowing. They're still making jokes about even the age thing is now a joke between the two of them. They're still having lots of fun. And I like the fact that they started having the no kids right now conversation immediately, because these are things you need to have a conversation about. What are the plans? What's in your mind for now? Even though he's like, yeah, 10 years. Like, oh, hold up. I'm 30.
Right. She's like, I'll be old. You already are old. That was funny. But it is good. They had the conversation. He's 24. Obviously, he's not ready to be a dad at 25, 26. But I think 5 years is a good enough window. Probably three to five, but I'm glad they're talking about it. They seem to be on the same page and everything seems to be looking good for them so far.
Exactly. I think the first time we met this couple in the pods, I said, they are a match made in nerdy heaven, but she wasn't going to be there for him. Well, thank God the gods intervene. Here they are together. They look like they're going to be the couple of this season.
So far, like I said, reality shows, watching all these recaps, doing these recaps and watching these shows has taught me, don't get caught up in the hype. Right now it looks good.
Yep.
But I'm waiting.
And we're always waiting for that turn. And sometimes it happens when the couples meet up, and these couples do, the three couples meet up on the beach. And it's weird just only seeing three couples, right? It feels like, wait a minute, shouldn't they throw another couple in here at some point? And because it just feels, it feels a little empty, right? Izzy shows up shirtless, and Lydia, your girl, says she sees him. She sees him and says that he's the kind of guy that she would normally go for, but she's very happy with Milton and has no regrets.
Well, and I'm sure Izzy has no regrets for passing on Lydia as well.
I don't think so.
I think so. I think Izzy picked up on the same things that I don't like about Lydia just through the pods and was like, you know, I don't think so. It's going to be a bit much.
What is it so much that you... Because I'm just going to stop us right here. Because you seem to really just have it out for Lydia. Like, there's nothing she can do that will make you say, oh, Lydia's cool.
No. I'm just not a fan. I'm just not a fan. I think... is she a beautiful girl? Sure. But as soon as she starts talking, all the issues with Uche, the way she was rocking with Aaliyah so hard, knowing Aaliyah's crushing on her crush. She's something about her is messy. She's desperate to be loved by anybody. So that tells me something too. Okay, you're this gorgeous and nobody in Houston wants you. And you've been dealing with this. I mean, so there's something about you. You're the common denominator of your dating choices. So I just not a fan of Lydia. I won't be. She can go save a a whole bunch of puppies in the middle of the street. I'd be like, what's your angle? Why'd you do it?
You're mighty judgy, aren't you? Mighty judgy.
Yeah, I'm not a Lydia fan.
Have you looked in the mirror lately, sir?
Yes. I feel good about my decision. Feel good about my decision about not being a Lydia fan. I don't feel anything wrong about that. If she were in front of me, I would say it to her face. Hey, not a fan. No me gusta.
And it seems that's the same way Stacey is feeling when it comes to Milton, and which, you know, you never saw them interact in the pods ever, but Stacey, I just feels is really condescending, and she's looking at the different couples and looking at everybody there. And when speaking about Milton, I found her very condescending, and I dislike her even more right now in this very moment. Just even thinking.
Well, she's not had a good conversation with Milton, because Milton is a smart dude. Mm. You know, he's not this aloof person that Stacey described him to be. The dude is sharp, and she just needs to get a chance to see some of that. Hopefully after she watches the whole show, she'll realize, oh, okay, my bad. But I chose the wrong knowing party. Stacey, she probably won't. No, she's not interested in Milton. No. not at all. But still.
Izzy, like I told you, attracted to Lydia, and of course he wants to have a conversation. Was it even necessary?
No. Why do you need to have a conversation? And why does it matter? And so this right here, this interaction Izzy had with Lydia, this gives me low-key drama vibes from Izzy. Like, are you going to be the problem person? Mm-hmm. Because you didn't have to have that conversation at all. I just want to clear the air. You don't need to clear the air.
And she tells his thing. She tried to stop him and say, no, we're good. And he kept going on and on. Like, Izzy likes to talk, right? And he was like, you know, I still care for you. I just don't want there to be any bad blood. There's none. What are you talking about?
Right.
I got Milton. I'm happy. What are you talking about?
Yeah. I found the one guy that was willing to put up with my BS. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy.
There you go.
That's just loud and annoying. So whatever. A little cocky.
Look, I love that when she was finally able to speak, that she did tell him, hey, look, I'm in love with Milton. I have no grudges held against you. And I just wish she said thank you for moving on first. That's the only thing I wish she'd said. Like, hey, thank you for letting me free to go be with Milton, because you would have been a bad choice. You arrogant, self-centered bastard. Now that's just what she said.
She said, I don't like ending on bad terms with nobody. And like, we know that because you still stalk Uche.
No,
and y'all didn't work out.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Yo, very detail oriented when it comes to Uche. So yeah, Milton, watch your back.
Uche, you called Uche out from the very beginning. And as this has gone, at least over the last 4 and now 5 episodes, I'm seeing some things about Uche that's big red flags, right? But question, another red flag out there is JP. What'd you think of him acting surprised like he's the only one that hasn't gotten any?
I can't figure out what's going on in this dude's head. Because Milton's like, what? Y'all aren't? He's like, no. I'm like, how could you not tell why you're not? And why
they were the first couple.
Why have you not talked to Taylor and said, hey, what do we need to do? Mm-hmm. And actually, no, stop that. She's told you what she needs you to do. Talk to her.
Yeah.
Have some conversation. If that's all it is, could you imagine? Only thing that I need from you right now for you to have sex with me is just have conversations with me. Mm. Man, I would be talking my head off. If that's all it took, I didn't have to like go out, buy you things or whatever. You just want me to have some conversation with you? Sure.
Oh, easy.
Yeah, easy. Let's go back. When I was born here. My favorite food is. I would just keep talking and talking if that's all it took to have sex. And so,
why your clothes still on? In high school, I was, why your clothes still on?
I'd pull a filibuster. I'd just break out a book and just start reading.
You're not naked yet? Okay. Page 532.
It was the best of times. It was the worst.
Well, look, speaking of Taylor, her and Stacey are having a conversation. And one of the things Stacey is concerned about is that Izzy's a player, right? She thinks he's a player from the Himalayas. And kind of a little concerned about that. You think that's valid?
I do. I do. I think it's valid because he comes across like the player, but not really, because he's so right. genuine and nice. And hey, I know I dumped you, but there's no bad feelings. I think you're a wonderful person. I still do. I still care for you. He's that type of player that's going to go around and do all this stuff. I told you we weren't exclusive. I don't understand why you're upset. Oh, exactly. Man, did I hurt you? I'm sorry that I hurt you when I slept with all those other people when you thought we were exclusive and I wasn't. So sorry about that. I just feel like he's just a liar. But yeah. we'll see. I don't know. That's my gut. Something about him is drama, so I'm waiting to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, something about him is giving messy. Taylor, on the other hand, shares that, you know, she felt a lot more comfortable in the pods with JP, and it's not feeling comfortable anymore. So basically, she's telling Stacey what she's told JP. At least Stacey heard her when she said it.
Yeah, she did. I think, you know, she's starting to think maybe she made a mistake, you know, mm-hmm. by saying yes. But, you know, what's Stacey supposed to say to that? You know, here's where you are. Try to make it work. Then she told her to put some effort, or was she suggest? And again, they edited that. So was she telling Taylor to put in some more effort, or was she talking about JP?
Well, yeah, but no, I think she was talking. She was telling Taylor, like, look, if you want it to work, I don't know if you want it to work, but if you do, step up if you want it to work, right? Because Taylor was saying, and right before she told her that, Taylor said to her, well, she's thinking JP's more into her than she's into him. And I'm like, I was like, wait a minute. Do I need to rewind? Because what did I miss? I thought she was more into him, and he just seems pretty standoffish.
Right.
Are you confused as I am?
Well, I think editing, because I'm like, where has he shown that he's more interested? So that's something, maybe there's stuff they've edited out.
No, it's him staring at her like this.
It's just him just staring. He's just sitting at the pool just...
Because he sure hasn't said anything.
No.
Now, she has a conversation with JP. Taylor has a conversation with JP. And she tells him, stressing out that everybody else is lovey-dovey and into each other. And they're nowhere close to that.
No, they're not. And even JP, you know, off the side to the camera, said that he felt like Taylor wanted to leave as soon as they got to Cancun.
Which I didn't see that either.
I didn't see it either, but I'm also like, yeah, you're boring. Yeah. Why would she want to stay?
She's in Cancun with a dead log, with a starfish.
Yeah. why would she want to stay? What's in it for her to stick around for that? That just doesn't make sense to me. But then also I got a little, when Taylor was kind of talking to the camera and like, she says, I've dated quiet people before. My question is, why? Why would you? Maybe people in the comments, like, why would you date somebody that's either quiet or opposite of what you want?
Because maybe that's what you need, the opposite of what you want. Because if you keep going after the same thing and it's not working out, you know, what do they say? Crazy's doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Okay, actually, it's insanity, but you know, same thing, crazy.
That would be accurate if she only dated guys who were 6'2". I only date lawyers. I only date people who drink whiskey. She's asking for someone to have a conversation with her. That's, I don't think that's a bad trait.
Well, that's what she said. Quiet is one
thing. I tend
thing.
To go after guys who like to have conversations, so I'm going to try this quiet one. And just see
that's
how
that's not what she said. She's basically saying quiet is one thing. This is to the extreme. That's all she was saying.
Right. But I'm just thinking, why quiet in the first place? Like, why even entertain quiet if you know you don't really like? I couldn't do it. I don't want someone to you know, talk to me like a Lydia, but I couldn't be with somebody that's just constantly quiet where I'm like, babe, you good? We good? You want anything?
Throwing Lydia under the bus. It's something about Lydia that just irks the crap out of you.
No, I've already talked about what I don't like about Lydia. and I think I wouldn't feel as bad if you took if the whole Uche and her dating thing was not a thing. Mm-hmm. I look at her a little bit different, but something about her tells me she's sketch.
Well, you wouldn't want somebody talking to you the way she does. You wouldn't want somebody the way JP is, because like Taylor says, if they're supposed to be, as they're standing in the water, looking off, and we're going to work on it. And even then, he can't say anything, really. But she's like, look, if we're supposed to be married for 50 years plus, then it shouldn't be this hard to bring up conversation. And this is exactly what I was talking about earlier. Looks fade. That's why they talk about the friend and the lover, because at some point, you got to be able to talk to the person you're with. And if you right. can't have conversation early on, there's no way you have conversation later.
Agreed. And I think there was some editing done because it makes it seem like they were standing there in the water, not saying a word, or that Taylor was the only one that said something. He's just standing there. I think they are talking, but there's a difference of you're making vocal sounds and saying words compared to a conversation. And I think that's what Taylor wants, is an engaged conversation where you contribute something, I contribute something. Yeah. You ask me about what I contributed, I ask you about what you contributed. Nah. And he just goes back and forth. That's, nah. I think, is what she's missing. Yeah. You're cool.
This is JP's contribution to the conversation. Meh.
Yeah. Meh. And don't forget the pecs. Mwah. I mean, that's his way of trying to shut her up. Every time she starts talking, he's like, mwah.
Shut up. Oh, man. Hey, look, this season, we're down to three couples already, right? This is crazy. We're five episodes in. We're down to just three couples, and there's a whole lot more to come. Can't wait to see what else is going to happen as we continue this Love is Blind season five journey. Tomorrow, we drop the next recap for episode six.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see what's going to happen with this one. A lot of drama. A lot of drama so far. So I still call this the best episode or best season so far of all of them.
Indeed. I'm right there with you, man. Hey, don't forget, get your golden cups, because we're coming up on the reunion in a few weeks. So
reunion live. Come on camera with your cup.
Or you don't have to come on camera
with your cup. Or
it's a safe space, Terrell.
Without a cup.
It's a safe space to come on without the camera too as well, okay? Okay.
Whatever.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rood.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rood, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you found on the internet. We'll talk about it on a regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.